There's a lot there. I do want to mention a couple things. Number one, when we use the word minister, do we understand that the original Greek word is deacon? That I am called a deacon of the word, or a servant of the word. That's my calling as pastor. Yes, pastor describes some of the responsibilities, but the primary responsibility of the preacher is to preach. In the book of Acts, it speaks of people going everywhere preaching the gospel, but that's a mistranslation. It should be translated, they went everywhere gossiping the gospel, sharing the gospel. That's what we all are called to do. But there's a number of places in the book of Acts where it refers to kerukes, carousoing, preachers preaching. There are those that are called to be preachers that have the authority to preach. In our circles, when we refer to someone who's not an ordained minister, gets up and gives a message, we refer to that as exhorting rather than preaching because they're not preachers. Maybe it's nitpicky, but there's a point to it. There's a certain honor and responsibility for ministers to be servants of the word. So if you're a servant of the word, what is your responsibility? To make sure the word is properly communicated, right? You're serving the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, we find that there are elders and deacons that God has raised up, and he's actually given a rule. Actually, there's a couple places, 1 Timothy 3 and also Titus chapter 1, which gives the qualifications of elders and also deacons. 1 Timothy has both. And so there are a number of responsibilities or at least qualifications. And then finally, notice in the statement there that by these means the true religion may be preserved and the true doctrine everywhere propagated. So those two words, preserved and propagated. Paul, writing to Timothy, says a startling statement. He calls the church the pillar and ground of the truth. What does a pillar do? It holds something else up. The church is called to hold up the truth, to preach and proclaim and live the truth. But also, what does a bulwark do? A bulwark guards the foundation of a building so that the foundation doesn't get undermined. And so the calling of the church is both to promote the truth and proclaim the truth, but also to guard the truth from being undermined by the devil, by sinful men, by error, and so on. So the purpose of officers of the church is to guard the church and to encourage her in her calling to be a pillar, to proclaim the truth. Typically, we in our circles say that in order for a worship service to occur, there has to be at least two or more elders or pastors and elders. Why is that? Why is Dan here? One of the reasons Dan is here is to watch me, to rebuke me when I'm not preaching the word. You understand that? That it's a multitude, it's not just the pastor. When the apostles went and planted churches in Galatia, and they established the churches, it says that they ordained elders, plural, elders in all the churches. So pray for our church. We need more elders. We have one elder. We need more. We need deacons. Yesterday, we had a number of people, and Friday, we had a number of people come and help paint the building outside. Did you notice? For those of you that doesn't look good, they did a great job. Those are servants. We need more servants like that. I pray for the church that Lord would raise them up. Also, the other thing, just a reminder, the office of a deacon is the office of mercy. Or another way of saying it, the office of deacon is the office of tangible love. A deacon is called to serve the Lord and to love by deed those in need. It is love in action. So pray that we need some deacons. Pray that the Lord will raise up officers of love in action, as well as elders. Amen. Amen.